The U.S. Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs recently held the first memorial service in more than 4 years for an airman killed in the War on Terror. The 44-year-old airman died in Afghanistan. A master sergeant, he was planning to retire next year and move back to Colorado to be near his family. Benta Berkland reports from Denver.
Randy Gillespie was the youngest of four boys from Colorado Springs. One of his brothers says they fought like cats and dogs growing up and loved every minute of it.
We picked on the baby, but he got tough and he was pretty well able to take care of himself.
That's Randy's older brother, Roger Gillespie. He says Randy volunteered to go to Afghanistan when another soldier didn't want to. It was his 10th deployment in a combat zone in a career that spanned nearly a quarter century. Master Sergeant Gillespie was a fuel specialist based out of Luke Air Force Base in Arizona. His brother says some of Randy's best friends were in the Afghan National Army. He was training them last month when someone started shooting. Several Afghan soldiers were injured. Randy was the only one killed.
He was carrying a machine gun when he was shot. He did get off shots at the enemy before he died. I don't think he ever expected that he was going to die, but he wasn't afraid of dying.
Family and friends sat quietly inside the cadet chapel at the Air Force Academy. A video with music showed pictures of Gillespie with his wife and their four children.
When I get where I'm going, on the far side of the sky, the first thing that I'm gonna do is spread my wings and fly.
Gillespie was a born-again Christian who volunteered at his church and led mission trips. His family says he was humble and wouldn't have even wanted a memorial service. He loved working on cars and trucks and was a great mechanic. Staff Sergeant Jason Jablonowski says his former boss is someone he'll always look up to.
One of the greatest guys I ever met. Huge mentor. Huge mentor. I'm going to miss him so much. He's guided a lot of my career, as well as a lot of other people's careers. If you needed something, all you had to do was ask. He'd give you the shirt right off his back.
Lieutenant Colonel Michael Washington was Randy's commander in Arizona. He called him a fast thinker and quick to help people out.
He was a great guy in that if it came time to discipline someone, because we needed to help them grow a little bit, he could do that in a way and still take them out for dinner.
When Master Sergeant Gillespie was serving in Afghanistan, he helped build three schools and got American teachers to donate books and pencils. Roger Gillespie says his brother loved the people there, and they called him brother. Afghans held a memorial service for him before his body was returned to the U.S. Gillespie is the second airman from Luke Air Force Base's 56th Readiness Squadron that has been killed in Afghanistan. His family says he will be buried in Colorado, a place he always considered home. For NPR News, I'm Benta Berkland.
This is NPR.